Well, I'm sure you've heard about the assisted dying legislation passing the lower house of the Victorian Parliament on Friday. It's a momentous step, and now the bill just needs the support of the upper house to become law. Dr. Rodney Syme, Vice President of Dying with Dignity Victoria, how significant will this be for dying patients?
We'll have a tremendous impact. Not just a bill, because some of them will be able to get medication from their doctors. What it actually will do, it's a deeper relevance, and that is it will open up the ability for a dialogue and a discussion between dying patients and their doctors. At the present time, doctors are extremely inhibited by the framework of law in talking to patients, because they can engage in a discussion and say, yes, John, I understand you've got terrible suffering. I wish I could do something to help you, but there is nothing I can do. And that's opening the door and then shutting it in their face. And that's what I, for many years, felt totally uncomfortable. You just can't encourage people and then abuse them like that.
So it must mean a lot to a patient to know that they've got control over the end of their life, eh?
Yes, and the ability, if they know, and this law will give them the opportunity to have control. That doesn't mean to say they're going to exercise that control, but the ability to go and talk to a doctor, to, if the conditions are met, get medication, giving them control over the end of their lives is just actually the most, almost equally as important as pain relief. You see, it addresses the psychological distress that everybody who's dying has. They're frightened, they're fearful that they will suffer grievously, that they will not be able to get help, and this legislation will allow them to seek help and in the right circumstances obtain it.
Now, opponents say assisted dying laws encourage patients to die. Do you reckon that's right?
No, I don't. My attitude has always been, as a doctor, and I'm sure this will apply to every doctor involved in these conversations, my attitude has been to try and help people to go as far with their lives as possible. I'm not encouraging, and never have encouraged anybody, to end their life. What I've done is to try and listen to them, talk to them, give them comfort, give them support, give them suggestions as how they can go about. Many people don't get where they want to go because they don't know how to engage with the medical profession and the people, and particularly with their family. Many of them have got suffering which they just simply haven't. Their family are not aware of it. And I say to them, look, unless you talk to your family about your suffering, they won't understand why you may be considering a particular decision. You bring them along with you.
I'm talking with Dr. Rodney Syme, Vice President of Dying with Dignity Victoria. Rodney, do you regard voluntary euthanasia as a human rights issue?
I do. I do. You know, we have got rights over almost every important aspect of our life. People can make their own decisions about who they marry, if they marry, how many children they'll have, what school they go to, what education, what job, when they retire. All of these things that are personal matters to us, we have control over. The one thing that we do not have a right to control is over how we die. So this is the last great human right, I think, that needs to be addressed.
Now, you touched on this before, but will these laws make things easier on families?
Absolutely. It opens, it frees up the discussion. If the law says no, it's not. And the law has said, if it's passed, it says that people who are present when somebody dies are not guilty of any criminal offence. That's been a terrible hangover on people, that they're worried that if they are present when a loved one dies, they will be guilty of some criminal offence. It's not actually true, and this law will make that absolutely clear. There is absolutely no reason why, if somebody's ending their life because they have intolerable suffering, that their family should not be able to share that end of life with them. It's the most profound experience.
Yeah, Rodney, in a lot of ways, I guess assisted dying laws can make us confront our own mortality, and that's something we human beings aren't good at, eh?
That's true. Well, of course, it's one of the hardest things to do, to confront your own mortality. It's very, very difficult. And what it means, the importance of that is that people do not take these decisions lightly. And most people will want to go on as far with their life as they possibly can. And it is only if they're faced with the most intolerable circumstances that they will consider taking the action to end their life, not because they want to die, but because they want to be relieved of their suffering.
So I take it if this bill passes the upper house, you're going to say it'll be a victory for humanity.
It will be, and it's also a victory for democracy because, you know, democracy's it's been taking a battering lately, but if this bill passes, it will represent the will of the people. There's no doubt that the public at large want this to happen. They want to have this right, even if they will not use it. It will give them great comfort. And it is a victory for humanity and democracy.
Rodney Syme, thank you so much for talking to us tonight, and God bless you.
Bill.
Thank you.
Look-